Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crisis averted. A cop is going to prison. Woohoo! We can all celebrate. It's like OJ all over again for Black America. Woohoo! Way to go! Stand down. No riots needed over the death of a thug. You know who started all this, right? Barack Obama. Well, he didn't start it. It was already on its way. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Race issues on steroids. You know what this reminds me of, the verdict of Chauvin? It reminds me of frontier justice, except it's flipped. In the old days, Black people would get accused of something and they were guilty before they even got to trial. And now it's white folks. And for those of you listening to this program, you better be scared out of your wits. You better be hoping that your kids marry somebody Black and you get you some little mulattoes. Because this is a dangerous world we live in now. Leftism at its finest. Cities all over this country prepared for what they hoped would not come. And so what did they do? They orchestrated it. They made sure that this ride wasn't going to happen. Now, if it had been normal people in a civilized society, we just wait on the outcome, and come what may, we believe that justice prevails. The system will go on. Not the left. No way, man. When the verdict in the trial of an officer accused of killing a thug goes down, Democrats have to have people at the ready for either way it goes. And this is victory. Maxine Waters is saying, we got everything that we were supposed to get. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Oh, yeah. Riot or not, folks, Democrats had to spin ready, and now they are celebratory. If you think the world got safer over this, oh, my gosh. Now, Maxine may still be in the hot seat, but she's going to be vindicated. I knew he was guilty. I said he was guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. And you cannot prosecute me for what the jury decided was exactly what should have happened. Everything that was supposed to happen came out. It wouldn't have been Democrats' fault if the cities had burned. But what are they going to do? You know, there are so many other people out there disappointed. Oh, man. Why couldn't they let that white boy go so we could do some looting and some burning? That's what we were paid to do, and the memo is going out. Stand down, stand down. Injustice won. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it isn't funny because I'm telling you, this is a pivotal moment in history. Pivotal. You want to talk about giving Black folks a license to steal and to kill and to do mayhem? Wow. It's already bad enough. Not even a felony to steal almost $1,000 in California. Not even a crime anymore to give somebody AIDS. Petty crimes, whatever they call petty crimes, aren't even considered petty. Just do what you want. Doesn't matter. We're not going to be mad at you. Do your will. By the way, I need to apologize to the audience. We had horrible sound. We were doing it. Don't even get me started on why we chose to go a different way to do it. But the software screwed up and nobody caught it. So I got a note from one of my avid listeners. And he says, Kevin, I can't even listen to the show. Hopefully the networks put in a best of or something else, had a solution on their end. But I didn't even know about it. And I'm not going to get after, you know, my staff, but this is stuff we need to catch. Just shouldn't have happened. Anyway, things are somewhat back to normal. Hopefully we can get around some of these issues. We're not the, you know, it isn't the EIB here. I don't have the best setup in the world because, frankly, I don't make enough money in radio to do it. But we're working on it, little by little. Anyway, enough of that. Talking about the outcome of the Chauvin trial. Three counts, all guilty. Quick verdict. Frontier justice. Hanging judge. Mob scene. And this is a scary time in America. I cannot overstate that. This is amazing to me. Anyway, Race Pimping, my book, explains this. And my book is humorous, but I don't see anything laughable here. There's nothing to laugh about. Maxine Waters predicted it. She's in the hot seat. But I want to talk a little bit more about that in a second. I want you to understand the monumental waste of time that we've created here with this Derek Chauvin trial. And the whole atmosphere around it. Why? Because a big black drug addict thug tried to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. That's what this is about. I want you to think about the amount of money and effort that's gone into this, the money that's been spent on Black Lives Matter, Antifa, looting, burning down of stuff. This is the same was true of Michael Brown Jr. And what could that have gone to? What could that money have done? I mean, if these people claim they want to help the black community, this is the way. Floyd got 20-something million dollars. And, it's a tragic death for anybody. But did this cop deserve to get guilty? And I don't know. Are we talking about murder here? I'm not even going to look. Yeah, that's always guilty, guilty, guilty. Did he deserve? He did his job. That could have been any cop. Whoever gets that call is on trial. If you don't think this is resonating through the police and law enforcement community, holy cow. Let me put it to you this way. Do not get caught in a black neighborhood and get killed and need the cops. It is going to be the slowest response. It is going to be the least responsive. And don't be surprised if the cops just sit there eating donuts and drinking coffee while whatever happens, happens. And what do you think is going to happen to the people that live in these neighborhoods? You think the cops are going to be overwhelmed to go and help them? We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
This Chauvin case reminds me of a championship fight with a friend of mine. His name is Eric. I'm not going to say his last name, but he was a really good fighter. He was the U.S. Heavyweight Thai champ at the time. And he was fighting in a UFC-type match against the champion who was from Oklahoma, and they were fighting in the champ's backyard, Oak City. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking about the Chauvin trial. He's been convicted, and the ripple effect of this is more than you can even fathom. I'm not speechless because that would, you know, I'm just not. But I'm trying to put my words together to make people understand how I feel about this. And I don't know that I can truly convey how scared for America. I'm not afraid. Not at all. But I'm so afraid for America as a whole, because too many people have bought into this nonsense of woke. And you just watched a flip of the, I don't know, take your period in history when black people were being oppressed, and now white people are being oppressed. Worse, the people who are supposed to protect us are being oppressed. And what happens when you oppress the people who are there to defend you? I'll put it to you this way. If you oppress me and I'm your protector, you better go find you somebody who's going to fight for you. Because I'm not. 844-551-8255. How does this remind me of my buddy Eric's fight? So I want you to picture this. You got this 180-pound, 6'1" white kid. Probably, I think Eric's probably about 24 at the time. And he's fighting a 6'4", 240-pound heavyweight champ in his hometown. And you look at him and you go, on paper, this doesn't look good. But I'm going to tell you, Eric's one of the toughest white boys I've ever seen. This dude punched like a sledgehammer and kicked like a mule. So we knew what it was all about. But, you know, I was a buck 70 soaking wet fighting him. And, you know, and Eric's a buck 80, but probably packed 220 any time he wanted. Anyway, he was a gifted athlete. And he's fighting this guy that's literally, you know, 50 pounds heavier, and the champ. So Eric's fighting him. Five-round fight, 5 minutes around, and the bell rings, and the champ comes out. He's in his hometown. He's hyped up. And, man, he's giving Eric all he can. And beats him in the first round. No question, champ wins the round. Places, oh, all excited. Second round, they come out. Eric's got his bearings. They hold their own, but the champ catches him with one punch that I can tell you had stopped him in his tracks, and I watched Eric's knees buckle. And it was enough to give the champ round two. But other than that, pretty even round. Could have gone either way, but I gave it to the champ. At this point, Eric is fit. I mean, he had a little, always had a little gut, but he was fit. I mean, cardio-wise. And could fight all day. So the next round comes up, and Eric has figured this guy out, and he is putting it on him like he's caught him, you know, sleeping with his girlfriend. I mean, he's just boom, boom. He is beating this guy to a pulp. Easy round for Eric. Could be a 10-8 round if you know boxing, you know, kickboxing scoring or pugilistic scoring. Next round, fourth round comes out. Eric comes out. Riding on the high of whooping the champ's butt in the third round and just gives him the blues. Easy round. No question Eric won. So now it's 2-2. You figure they're going to go mano a mano, you know, slugfest right in the middle. No, the champ was beat up. He's trying to run and Eric is chasing him down and just beating the dog doo-doo out of him, okay? So the fight ends. It is undoubtedly 3-2. Eric. No questions asked, nothing. They're deliberating. They're deliberating. They're deliberating. Nobody's giving an answer. 7 minutes, 8 minutes goes by, and I'm looking over going, whoa, oh boy. And you can hear the murmur in the crowd. And by the way, third, fourth, and fifth rounds, certainly the fifth, you could have heard a mouse pee on cotton. It was quiet. So they didn't even make the decision. Guy comes up, goes over to the corner, Eric's corner, and he says, okay, we got us a situation here. He says, you won the fight. He says, but we're afraid to give it to you because it'll be a mob scene in here. And Eric goes, I don't care. He goes, I know I kicked his butt. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is for a belt. He's like, psh. He goes, I beat him. He goes, you can give him the belt, but he knows and I know. I whooped him in his hometown, and so does every 5,000 people. And that's what they did. And the reason was, it would have been a mob scene. You had to be there to understand the temperature of the arena, right? But people were going to be mad because this is the champ, man. He's a, you know, good boy, you know, hometown boy made good, brings the fight there to give it to the community and all this. And then this little corn-fed white boy from Dallas comes up and whoops his butt. And they out, man, God is my witness. That's what happened in that fight. And so when I, this Chauvin thing, I'm thinking, wow, this is where we are. The problem is Eric is free. He went back. He's got a great career. He trained some of the best fighters in the world. And, you know, his career is done. Chauvin is going to jail. I told people before the verdict, I said it doesn't matter what happens to this guy, his life is over. I don't know whether he's going to appeal. I know I would. Let the dust settle a little bit. But is the dust going to settle on this race stuff? By the way, critical race theory, you heard of this? When I told you that racism is permeating, this critical race theory is permeating all elements of society, I said this to a group of academics. They think it's limited to teaching it in college, in high school, in school. No, it isn't. Once it leaves there, it comes out into the public. And what Derek Chauvin is a sad, not a benefactor, that's certainly the wrong word, but he's a patsy. The problem with him is, it's done. There's nothing he could have done. He's the wrong color. He's the wrong gender. The only thing Chauvin could have done prior to the trial is declare himself black and a woman. And maybe he'll do that in prison. This is a horrible outcome. And all because of a lie. Built on a lie. Hands up, don't shoot. Terrorist organization who took a mantra, a lie, and built it into a multi-million dollar enterprise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
the FDA is calling out the Baltimore plant that ruined millions of Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses for unsanitary and unsuitable conditions. The FDA is saying the plant operator, Emergent BioSolutions, failed to adequately train personnel to prevent contamination of substances. Johnson & Johnson saying they will ensure all of the FDA's observations are promptly addressed at the Baltimore facility. This as we hear counterfeit COVID-19 vaccines are being sold as criminals exploit high demand. Pfizer said it identified fake versions of its shot in Mexico and Poland. President Biden also saying that a tax credit of up to $510 per day will be provided to businesses that provide paid time off for people to get their COVID-19 vaccine shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being held in restrictive housing following his conviction. Chauvin was found guilty in all three charges in the death of George Floyd. As far as what's next regarding an appeal, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax TV,
I think the jurors understood that if they didn't come to, quote, the right verdict, they would suffer, their businesses, their schools, their neighborhoods. This was a case where the thumb, perhaps even the elbow, of external threats was on the scale of justice. That's why I think this case may very well be reversed on appeal by the United States Supreme Court.
The United States Department of Agriculture will continue free school lunches during the 2021-2022 school year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the USDA will remain relentless to ensure our nation's children get the crucial nutrition they need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
$900 million to a terrorist organization called Black Lives Matter, a group built on a lie that continues and permeates all areas of society. Nothing and no one is safe that does not profess to the fake narrative of BLM. As the co-founder of BLM buys multi-millions of dollars in real estate, the media coddles her. And I have a simple question for you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What would happen if a conservative group leader spent millions of dollars on new homes on a lie, on an organization built on a lie? What do you think that the media would be saying about him or her? But an anti-capitalist uses millions gained from a terrorist group, and oh, she was just taking care of her family. What is it called when you take care of your family, when you're just looking out for your family? Let me tell you what they call it. Stepping on the necks of the poor. Yeah, capitalists. 844-551-8255. So, the Chauvin case showcases this in policing. The Chauvin case or Black Lives Matter shows that they can get capitalists. They can burn anybody they want. Coca-Cola, Target, you name it. Everybody wants to be part of the woke generation. That jury that convicted Chauvin of three counts of something from a guy who was passing a $20 bill, would not give up, was on fentanyl and some other drugs enough to kill easily a grown man, maybe two. But Chauvin's the reason this guy died. And it was racially motivated, of course, because when Chauvin got the call and he responded, he says, no, 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 all you white boys stay away. I got this one. I got beef with this big black dude. And, of course, he used the N-word, right? All of this has got to be recorded somewhere. And now this dude's going to rot in prison. And the godmother of soul, Maxine James Brown Waters, she wanted riots. If you're asking why won't she just go away, I don't know. What's she like, 118 years old? How long do vile Democrats live? Do they make deals with the devil? This woman is insane.
TheBlackSphere.net presents Teachable Moments.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Maxine Waters positively gloated back in 1995 over Newt Gingrich's ethics violations.
Believe me, the American public does not appreciate double standards.
So true.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Affleck.
No one should be so big, so powerful, they can violate the rules of this house and the laws of this country without suffering the consequences.
Fast forward to the present.
A House panel has filed ethics charges against a 10-term congresswoman from California.
Guess who?
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
The charges against Maxine Waters focus on whether she broke the rules in requesting federal help for a bank where her husband was a board member and owned stock.
You've committed no violation.
Yeah. I suppose we should be used to this by now.
This is how government is.
Maxine's husband's bank was losing money in investments in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So she votes for TARP, and TARP ends up sending her husband's bank millions of dollars.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I'm just saying.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
This is how government is.
For more, log on to theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. We made that years ago. And it's just as fitting today as it was then. Members of the Congressional Black Circus, clowns like Maxine Waters, calling for people to be made guilty before they ever were. I mean, no, just for no reason. Derek Chauvin, look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I say it many times. Look, if cops do, I absolutely love law enforcement. I'm happy they exist. One of my neighbors works in law enforcement. He was in the K-9 unit, and now he works directly for the governor of Arizona. Great guy. I can give you many, many other stories of amazing run-ins, good ones, with police, law enforcement of different type. I love them. But I do know when they go bad, they go bad. You want to know how they go bad? Like what they did to Donald Trump. What the FBI did to Trump. See, that's when they go bad. I recognize good versus bad. Maxine Waters is a thug. She's a terrorist. And what she was condoning, y'all need to get out there and whatever else. She's in the hot seat over this. And rightfully so, because what she did was she influenced this trial. Now, can they throw this out? Will they appeal on it? I bet they will. The godmother of politics, Maxine James Brown, she traveled to the Brooklyn Center, spoke to a crowd of people regarding the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Wright was killed by former police officer Kim Potter, who mistook her gun for a taser. And you know that's what happened. Kim Potter was not trying to kill Dante Wright. She was trying to tase him. And for the record, Dante Wright, it was his fault. Dante Wright had warrants out. I think he tried to get back in his car. There was a video I saw, this was during the Michael Brown thing, of a guy and a cop. They've got the weapons drawn on this guy, and they say, don't reach in the car. Don't reach in the car. And the guy goes, but hold on a minute. And he reaches in the car, and pow, 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 they shoot him. And people are like, I can't believe they shot that man. They tell you don't reach in the car. What do you think cops are thinking? They said that when the guy that shot that 13-year-old kid had 0.8 of a second to make up his mind of did this kid have a gun or not. Why did he respond? The kid was shooting at cars. Do you think that Kim Potter responded because she said, no, I got this. He's black? Oh, shoot. I haven't shot a black guy in a while. I think she was a 24-year police officer. She was due, wasn't she? You think that's why she took it? She responded to the call. Let me ask you this, folks. Let's play this out a little farther. What do you think happens when cops roll up, they see black dudes doing blank? What do you think they do? If you think cops are going to get out of a car and run the risk of ending up like a Derek Chauvin or a Darren Wilson, you are out of your ever-loving mind. It's not going to happen. Dante Wright got himself killed. Now, I feel for Dante Wright, because this officer was not trying to kill him. She only wanted to tase him. She was going to detain him and take him in. And in a very small mistake, the same way that a lawyer can make a mistake in your case, a doctor can make a mistake, it could be life or death in the sense of, oops, you went to prison on a technicality that was my fault. Or you died because I gave you the wrong dosage or whatever. But if you, in this particular case, I can guarantee you that a white chick cop is not looking for a reason to get in the news by shooting Dante versus tasing Dante. And everybody knows it. Everybody that watched that show, I watched it. If you watch how they tried to coax George Floyd into cooperating, there's no malice. What are you convicting him of? A misdemeanor? Nope. And we got a communist out here, Maxine Waters. A terrorist. She's a communist too. But this terrorist is out here telling people, you need to convict this man. I don't care what the evidence shows. We have a new form of, quote, justice, and he's going to get convicted. And what happened? America obliged. If you think this is anecdotal, if you think, oh, well, I mean, Kevin, let's just call this OJ, a new OJ over the last 20 years. You know, it's got to happen every No, this is going to keep happening. It's not going to be safe anywhere. Anyway, Waters went to this Brooklyn Center and told people, you know, because of these different things that had happened in Minneapolis, it's okay to act out in leftist fashion. You can loot businesses. You can defy curfews. In fact, engage law enforcement. Engage the military. You have my permission to do so. You need to do it. And now that justice has been served, according to them, do you think, America, this is over? Do you think that they're going to give it up, let in? Say, well, we got justice, man. It's about time. And now, okay, finally. They're waiting for the next one. They cannot wait, man. They are just salivating. Ooh. At the ready. Whew. I feel sorry for this country. I'm glad I'm fighting for it. I don't know how long I have left, but I feel sorry for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What a difference the big cheat made in how this country was going to rule itself. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. America could be continuing to heal on the path that was set by President Trump. Instead, we find ourselves at the tipping point. And the world has taken notice. The communists look at us and they got to be laughing. They have to be saying to themselves, we had no idea how easy this could be. And I'm not going to point the finger at any particular group or anything like that, but I'm going to say this to you white folks out there. You let this continue, you stop fighting, you stop pushing back, and you are going to be in a world of trouble. You're watching yourselves be subjugated. And meanwhile, while we deal with this kind of nonsense, Russia has amassed troops near Ukraine, and those troop numbers are bigger than they were in 2014 when we had baby black Jesus in control of everything. Many of the world, much of the world, I should say, many of the world, laugh at the U.S. as they watch these evil communist plans play out. They're gleeful. Look at what they accomplished without firing a single bullet at us. Maxine Waters said, "We are looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking to see if all that talk that took place has been taking place, happened to George Floyd. If nothing does not happen, then we're going to get to the streets. We've got to fight for justice." Well, it happened. She got what she wanted. Let me ask you this, folks. You think it's over? You already know the answer. I don't have to tell you that. She says, "I'm very hopeful he'll be found guilty. I hope that they will say guilty, guilty, guilty." And what did they do? They gave 3 counts of guilt to Chauvin. Mob justice. The noose. They might as well put a noose around his neck and hung him publicly. But see, Waters is known for demanding guilty verdicts no matter what. She doesn't need the evidence. All she needs is the ethnic makeup. That's all she needs. There was a black cop that shot George Floyd. Wouldn't have got nearly as much money, but we'd still be talking about cops. You know it. Not telling you anything you don't know. During George Zimmerman's trial, Maxine Waters demanded a guilty verdict. Said George Floyd had killed Trayvon Martin in cold blood. She wanted a guilty verdict, and she didn't get it. During the investigation of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, Waters demanded a murder indictment based on a demonstrably false hands-up-don't-shoot narrative. Her comments built the Black Lives Matter movement, a movement that has received $900 million. In 2017, while she was speaking at an LGB group gala in New York, she commented that she was inspired by the event to go and take out Trump. I'm just giving you a few things that this woman has done. After the 2018 election, Waters demanded that people physically confront Trump officials in restaurants and gas stations. She says, "Get up in their faces." She put a political bounty on anybody associated with the Trump administration. And leftists obliged. They confronted, I remember them confronting Sarah Sanders and many others. But she's under fire for these recent comments, and she's going to feel vindicated. She's going to say, "I was right. See, they convicted him. I knew I was right." And a host of other things. And the media was happy to cover for her. She made the rounds. She was on Chris Cuomo's Fredo's show to defend her comments, and she stated, "Nobody believes that I was threatening the then president's life," in response to the comments she made about Trump. She declared, "Any notion to the contrary is ridiculous." And then she pulled out her geriatric card and said, "Well, people to think a grandmother who is a congresswoman would be talking about doing harm. Well, that just gives me the vapors." I don't know if I ever told you guys, I saw Maxine Waters at Sweetie Pies in St. Louis, and I had no idea. I had a pickup order, and I was going in, and as I was pulling my car up, Waters walked by. You can't miss it, because it was like James Brown's sister was there, and I saw her, and she was only with about, I think there were a total of 4 people, but I'll give her this. She goes to the black areas of town, and she milks it. Anyway, too bad old Maxine couldn't really pull the race card to get out of this deal because she was making terroristic threats, telling people, get out there and go and demonstrate. Get in their faces. Her comments should be used, or should have been, in Chauvin's punishment. People alluded that it could have been. Maybe they'll use these in his appeal, because if I were him, I would appeal. But Democrats like Waters, they only care for one thing, and that is the situation must fit the narrative. That's what they're looking for. They don't care about guilt or innocence. It's whatever lie they tell, they then have to orchestrate to make it work. Like the lie that Biden won. Oh, it was the anti-Trump vote. That's pretty strange, given that Trump got 16 or, you know, whatever, millions more Democrats than he did before. Well, it's because of the black vote. No, Trump got three times the black vote before. More than enough to win. I mean, I could go on. You get what I'm saying? They needed something. Well, look at the polling. It was always something, because once they set the lie, it doesn't matter who is going to get crushed. The narrative is going to win. Once that lie is told, it is over. Go to the goat farm and get the scapegoat. Maxine Waters is not a legislator serving the interests of her constituents or even serving the interests of humanity. She is a terrorist who uses race as a weapon. And in the case of this fake news narrative that Chauvin is a racist cop who intentionally killed Floyd, that was a lie. And as you consider that, I want you to remember this news story that we talked about, where they said Officer Sicknick had been bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher and sprayed with bear spray. And what did we find out? Not the case. So, really? What part of that can you believe? The part of the whole aura around January 6th was that Trump people went crazy, stormed the Capitol, etc. They told you a story about a cop who was killed. They gave you the way he was killed. And you know what it turned out to be? Absolute fraud in journalism. You think the New York Times, who published that story, is going to take it back? Do you think Facebook is going to go back and everybody who published that story, they're going to ban them for 14 days or 30 days or whatever, or tell them they better tell the truth? You think they're going to give me back my page? Saying, you know what? We've been wrong on a lot of stuff, it turns out, that maybe we need to back off a bit. It's not going to happen. Look, I said it earlier. When there's police misconduct, there's not a conservative among us who doesn't want to do the right thing. Let's take Kim Potter. Kim Potter, former Officer Potter, shot a guy that she meant to tase. She's got an answer for that. I don't know what that crime is. I think it's considered manslaughter. She's got an answer for that. I don't have any problem saying that. It's a tragedy all around that in doing her job, it's like a doctor that commits malpractice. You got to answer for it. But to make it racial and have the nation on notice and have the world looking at us as what kind of country is this? I would say to the world, ask yourself a very simple question. Why is it that everybody still wants to come here with all these problems that Waters and the Democrats say that we have? She's influencing the outcome of a man's life. She's done it. It's not even an influencing. She's done it. And it's all for political theater. Sicknick died of a stroke. But you know what they did? They publicized it. They hyped the story. The Democrats killed Sicknick. When they created that January 6th riot, and I use my finger quotes, when they did what they did, I got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.